This is the EWN Radio Network. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. I'm so glad that you're here today. Thank you so much for joining us here on Thriving Entrepreneur. I got to ask you a question. Do you love your job? Because, I mean, I really love my job. I love every opportunity I get to bring more exciting guests right here to you. Whether you're listening live at 9 a.m. Pacific time on Tuesday, or it's 2 years after we did the show originally, the content here is so timeless, so powerful, and it is such an honor to bring these amazing women and men to you and have them share just a tiny bit of what makes them awesome. You know, I tell everybody usually at the end of the show, but I want to let you know as a listener that you are awesome. You know, the true definition of humility is having a right perspective of yourself. That means that when you celebrate the things that you do well, you are being humble. You're not bragging about yourself to admit that you're good at what you're good at. Bragging would be, a person who has a low self-esteem that is coming in and saying, I'm good at something that they're not good at. Whereas a humble person just simply is comfortable in their own skin and can say, you know what? I do such and such really well. That is actually true humility. And so I really encourage you to take a few minutes right now today and embrace the fact that you are awesome. Because this whole entire episode, we're going to be talking about you. We are going to talk about how to up-level you, how to take you to the next level, how to be the best you. This show is literally all about you. In order to help me do that, I've actually brought in three really awesome, amazing, best-selling authors. In fact, these authors have done so well that their books are international bestsellers, number one in several categories. They have really not only met but exceeded all the expectations that they had going into writing their book. And their books are so impactful because they're all about you. Whether we talk about Condi Bartlett and Lisa Fargo's book, The Way to You, or Princess Fuma Hancock's How to Quit Your Job in 90 Days, or the first book we're going to talk about, Nicole Gaines, who talks about in her best-selling book, Stepping Into Your Power. Now, we're going to explain each of those in a little bit more detail to you as we go along to each of those authors. But I want you to know right up front here, today is all about you. I mean, I hope every show that we really are focused on you, but we have intentionally set aside this space today, this show, to really on purpose focus on you. Because I want you to know that when I tell you that I appreciate you and that I'm glad that you're here, that isn't just something that, is a great way to start out the show and something that Steve says all the time and so it doesn't have any meaning. I really do appreciate you. I am so grateful that you take the time out of your life to sit here with us for the time that you give us. Whether you listen to one of the segments or you listen to the whole entire hour, I'm grateful every single time that you show up, every single episode that you listen to be able to glean great information. We have been so blessed to have such amazing people, whether it be a Lisa Nichols or a Matthew Knowles or folks like my good friend Jessica Butts, who you may not know as well, but is just every bit as impactful and empowering in what she does. And of course, these authors that we're going to bring to you today are no exception to that. These are three amazing, well, technically four, because one of the books is actually written by two people, amazing ladies who are sharing all of themselves, open right out there on Front Street to let you know how to be able to be the best you can be. That's what we want for you. We want you to feel so massively empowered to be the best you that by the time you stop listening to this show today, you have gone to a whole new level in your mindset, in how you think about yourself, how you feel about yourself, and the way that you act to yourself as you move through life. Because, and like I said again, I usually close with this, but I want to start off with this today because I want you to know you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. Kathy and I are here every single day to help you live your life as a thriving entrepreneur, because we don't want you to just get by, to just kind of make it through life, or to feel like, hey, you know, I got through another day. We want you to thrive. Our domain name, we got the website, We Help You Thrive, because that's what we are passionate about, is helping you thrive. We created the Bestsellers Guild, not so that, you know, it can be a place where everybody just sits around and brags about themselves, but is a incubator to help you bring that massively important and empowering message out to the world. The thing that I know for sure is that in the end, you do have a voice. You do have a message, and it is so important, but it's not about you. There is, I guarantee it, somebody right now, somewhere around the world, that is Googling for the answer for something that you do without even thinking about it. Something that's so easy for you that you probably, if we were talking one-on-one, wouldn't even count it as your unique brilliance. It's not that you're not passionate about it. It's just so easy and so normal and a part of your life that you do it without even thinking about it. It's like getting up in the morning and swinging your feet over onto the bed and stepping out onto the floor. You don't really think about that. You don't have to go through the mechanics of that. There are a lot of those kind of things in our life that as adults we don't have to think about, because we just know them to the core of who we are. And that thing is something that somebody right now struggles with. They have difficulty in that area of their life, and they're looking for an answer. And I'm so grateful to you that you have taken the time today to be able to really join in here with us and get just a tiny piece of some messages on how you can be the best you right here, right now, today. So we're going to jump into these books right after this quick commercial break. We're going to pour into you and make you the best you here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
Never has there been a better time for women to hack success. The shift is on and the breakthroughs are real. We're taking success to a whole nother level. Join us at the Women's Success Summit, a gathering of dynamic, smart women helping women. We want to learn about you and what you have to offer. Bring your A game and be prepared to transact some business. Oh, and by all means, dress to impress.
Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com. Check us out and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. So now is our time to really, truly dive deep into you, because you're amazing. You're awesome. You are so, so worth it. And we want to help you know that. The first thing that we want to talk to you today about is how to step into your power. You are unique. You are brilliant, but you are also powerful. But you have to claim that power in order to be able to really, truly step up and step in to the fullness of who you were created to be. To help me with that, I'm joined today by Nicole Gaines. She is a brand new, like literally yesterday, if you're listening to this live, became a number one best-selling author with her book, Stepping Into Your Power. And she's going to share with us some things that she's learned over the course of her life about how you can step into your power. So join me in welcoming Nicole Gaines. Hi, Nicole. How are you doing today?
Hi, I am doing just wonderful today. So happy today is Independence Day, and just what a great day it is.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about you and what's gotten you to this point in your journey in life.
Well, today I'm a construction accountant by day, then I transform into a virtual CFO by night. I work with career entrepreneurial women whose success has been financially delayed or derailed. And I help these women become their own super heroes by transforming into fiscally responsible women. And the reason I'm passionate about that and I'm just so connected to that is because I've had many, many detours in my life, both personal and professional. And, you know, some of those detours were longer than others, longer than I expected. However, I had to look at myself and look within and figure out that I had my own superpowers, that I could step into my power. And I realized that I was a very, very strong woman. I had to look in the mirror and look within and say to myself, she's amazing. She's awesome. She's a victor. And I realized that other women probably pretty much are like me. There are some others that are like me who have had the same experiences, who had built a career out of the ashes, who had to start businesses over. But I realized some of those things connected to being fiscally responsible. And that is why my heart bleeds for women just like me. And I wanted to be able to help them.
Mm. And it's so true. It's so easy for us to get caught up. I think it's even more so maybe true for ladies because of the fact that, you know, it's pretty normal for a guy to have a job, go off to work, come home and do whatever, watch sports on TV or what have you. Whereas for a mom, you know, you go to work and then you come home and then job number two starts, you know, cooking and cleaning and taking care of the kids and all of those demands that, typically speaking, at least, you know, a guy doesn't deal with. You know, I admire everybody that is a career woman and also is a wife and mother. You know, that's three full-time jobs right there.
Yes, it is.
So
yes, it is. And
So talk to us about what does it mean to step into your power?
For me, stepping into my power meant that I had all the power, all the control in my hands to do and live the life that I wanted to live and achieve the things that I wanted to live, that I could no longer sit back and wait on someone else to speak up for me, someone to promote me on my job, someone to help me make the financial meet my financial goals that I wanted to meet. I realized that all of that was in my power. And the only one that was standing in my way was myself. Things that, you know, happened along the way that someone may have said or done that scarred me, but it was still within my power to allow that to keep me in the position that I was in. And I knew that I had to step right into my power and, hey, promote myself to CEO of a business and set my own goals and know that I could achieve them.
I like that phrase too, because really, I would encourage everybody today, promote yourself to CEO of your life. Give yourself permission to give yourself a raise, if not monetarily, at least in the way you view yourself. You know, I mean, I think that's so impactful because often we tend to become victims of our own life rather than becoming victors in our own life.
Absolutely, absolutely, Steve. And I found that I was becoming, I had become that person that was just stuck in what was said or what was done to me. And I felt like I was powerless. I couldn't do anything about it. Then, you know, one day I just realized, hey, I've been doing all these things. I'm going to school. I'm getting degrees. I go back on my job. Still, I try to get different jobs. There's still, everyone says no. There were so many no's, but I knew that the yes that I could get was a yes to myself, and no one could tell me no to that.
That's really powerful. Say to yourself yes. Hire yourself first. You know, I mean, because the truth of the matter is that until you value you, nobody else is going to. Nobody's going to put a greater value on you than you put on yourself. And we so often go out and look for the world to tell us we're awesome before we believe in ourselves, rather than believing in ourselves and seeing that the world does respond to that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I did find that, because you're going to get back what, you know, what you believe about yourself. That's exactly what the world's going to give you back. So I had to believe in myself and say, hey, girl, you got this. You know what you're doing. You got this. And I had to get a little help along the way to help me realize that I was already walking in my power, but I had to really activate it. You know, I had to get coaches, even though I coach people every day, and it's not by trade, but I coach people and I help people and I promote and I lift them up. But I didn't have anybody to do that for me. So that's one of the steps of how I had to step into my power. I needed to get some help.
The book is called Stepping Into Your Power. Nicole, I know that people can get it on Amazon. It's going to be available actually starting today. And, you know, from there on out, a person can get Stepping Into Your Power by Nicole Gaines. What if somebody wants to contact you? Do you have a Facebook or a website or something that people could go to?
Yes, if they wanted to contact me, actually, they can contact me on Facebook. And my Facebook name is Nicole Chambers Gaines. And I also started a Facebook group, which is free to join. And that Facebook group is called Powerpreneurs. And I'm looking for people who want to step into their power, like-minded women and men, not leaving the men out, because we got a lot to learn from the men as well. But they can reach me on Facebook. I'm also on Instagram as Nicole Gaines. And my phone number is 313-433-4348. And you can reach me those ways.
All right. I encourage you, get Stepping Into Your Power by Nicole Gaines and reach out to her, Powerpreneurs, on Facebook, an amazing group that'll help you be able to really step into your power and own the powerful, strong woman that is inside of you, to do all the things that only you can do to change the world. Nicole, thanks so much for spending some time with us today, talking about your new book and sharing with us how we can step into our power.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate you having me on. You have a great day.
Do you feel strong? Do you feel powerful? I encourage you, during this next commercial break, go find a mirror somewhere really quickly. Look yourself in the mirror and say, I am. And then follow it up with one really, really impactful thing that's great about you. I am a generous person. I am a loving husband. I am a loving wife. I am a great child to my parents. I am financially free. Anything that you say that follows I am, your brain immediately believes. And so you need to go find that mirror during this commercial break. You need to look at yourself in the mirror. And more than anything else, you need to say, I am powerful. And then say one other, I am brilliant. I am beautiful. I am whatever thing comes to your mind. Tell yourself that. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to be right back to the powerful you here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Never has there been a better time for women to hack success. The shift is on and the breakthroughs are real. We're taking success to a whole nother level. Join us at the Women's Success Summit, a gathering of dynamic, smart women helping women. We want to learn about you and what you have to offer. Bring your A game and be prepared to transact some business. Oh, and by all means, dress to impress.
Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com. Check us out and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Welcome back. This is Steve. We're here focusing today on you, how to be the best version of yourself. In the last segment, we talked with Nicole Gaines about her book, Stepping Into Your Power. That's a best-selling book that really helps you be able to hold on to, grasp a hold of, and believe in the fact that you are strong and powerful, and then step into that power. And I do hope that some of you actually did do like I encouraged you over the commercial break, and you looked yourself in the mirror and you said to yourself, I am powerful. I am brilliant. I am wonderful. Some kind of I am statement that just really sinks in and brings home the message of what stepping into your power really is trying to express to you. Next, we want to talk to you about where you work. Some of us, we have incredible jobs. I said at the beginning of the show, I love my job. I love what I do. I love getting to be able to bring best-selling authors and amazing world changers to you via Thriving Entrepreneur. But some of you, you know, you're working in what we like to call your investor. In other words, it's the job you're working right now until you get to do that thing that you're called to do. Don't despair. That is really and truly your investor in your future. And it's worth it for now. But Princess Fume Hancock has a book here for us called Quit Your Job in 90 Days. She's actually going to share with us how you have the ability to be able to follow her proven formula that she created first for herself and then has gone out and taught to other women all over the world about how you can move from the job that you have to have, like I said, that investor in your future, into living that life that fulfills your passion and allows you to show up in the world as the person you were created to be.
Princess, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Steve. Thank you.
You know, the favorite part of mine for this whole thing is you are actually a real, honest-to-goodness, real-life princess.
Yes, absolutely, from Nigeria, the southwestern region of Nigeria called Ekiti Kingdom.
That is just so amazing. It's, you know, I mean, I've heard people refer to it as people's princess or, you know, that kind of thing before. Uh-huh. But when I found out that you were actually, you know, a real life princess, that's kind of cool. You know, I mean, how many times do you get to run into a, you know, to an honest to goodness princess?
I got to tell you, a lot of times when people hear me on the radio or see me on TV, the first thing they think about is, okay, is she just a sassy girl that's just calling herself a princess, like one of the princesses in, Walt Disney. And so it amazes them when I do tell them and actually do show them videos of my grandfather who reigned in that region. And my family as a whole have reigned in that region since the 1200 AD. And we have, I mean, we just have that lineage. We have a lot of things to even show for it. Even as I speak right now, one of my uncles is the king in that region. So it helps them to really understand, okay, there really is true princesses out there.
Yeah, absolutely. So talk to us a little bit about your book. It's called Quit Your Job in 90 Days. Are you serious? Can a person actually go from having their job to replacing it in 90 days?
Absolutely. I really do believe that because it was a process that I started myself prior to me quitting my last corporate job, which I did earn six figures, but I was just tired. I just was tired of building other people's dreams. And so I made myself that first person to actually do that. And since then, within the group that I've kind of designed on Facebook, we've had people that have actually set a 90-day goal for themselves, and they've actually reached those 90 days. And so, of course, it depends on that person. I always say this, when you hear quit yourself in 90 days, I don't want you to focus on that 90 days, but I really want you to focus on quitting that job and actually literally, instead of building somebody else's dream, now begin to build your dream. So 90 days for you, Steve, might be different from me. What the goal that you set for yourself in 90 days might just be to write that first book, or might just be, okay, I want to launch that book, or I want to launch that business, or I want to make $500. Whatever the goal is, it is attainable, provided you apply yourself to it.
So the whole concept of going from a corporate job, you were making good money, so it wasn't like that. What helped you understand that you needed to do something bigger, better, more in line with yourself?
Well, you know, I'm so glad that you asked that, because you and I were talking before we got here that I just came back from London, where I really actually, that was my first time of actually presenting Quit Your Job in London, and it was incredible to have a pool of Muslim women from all over the world converge together to talk about that. And for me, you know, when you know that you have this idea in your mind that is larger than you are, when you're looking at other people, you know, and you're seeing them attain something, and there's just that icky feeling in your heart that, oh my God, I should be doing something more than what I'm doing, that I'm created for something larger than this, that's when you know. And for me, in the corporate environment, when you start getting to a point where you know it's time to go, everything around you all of a sudden gets heightened up. You get extremely uncomfortable. Even though you're earning good money, you get so uncomfortable with what you're doing. You feel like, oh my God, you know I'm a writer. That's just an example. I'm supposed to be writing. I'm hearing other people write, and they're succeeding at it, and I feel that icky feeling. Then you know it's time for you to now take that energy that you are putting in corporate and now turn it on yourself.
So what is the number one thing a person can do to begin to approach the process of moving from their job to living a life of purpose?
Wow. Awesome. Awesome question. Mind change. Your mind change, your mindset. A lot of us out there, number one, particularly with those of us who are in the corporate arena, Well, you know what? I can categorize it into those who are making over $100,000, which I was, you know, so it wasn't a question of money, but it was a question of, oh my God, I've gotten used to that money. And I'm afraid that if I lose that money, what's going to happen to my family? And so I had to do a really thorough mind change, understanding that my source was not that money, but that my source was from above and that I needed to do what the Creator has designed for me. Now, for those who are under, that's earning under that, of course, we still have that fear too. We're frustrated, we're tired, we're overwhelmed, we're overworked, but we still have that fear that, oh my God, if I let go of this amount of money, what's going to happen to me? But the truth be told is that you have, there are processes that you have to do. I'm not asking, I'm not advocating for people to just quit their job, but there is a step, there are steps that you have to take. And in that book, you are given the 7 steps that you must absolutely do before you even, you know, take that lunch out and quit that job. And if you are in the process where you have actually quit that job, you still can catch up knowing these steps. So the very first one is you got to change your mindset and understand that you can. You have everything that you need to become successful is in you. It's in you. You just need to tap into it.
And I think that's really what people listening today need to really embrace is, yes, we want you to get the book, Quit Your Job in 90 Days. And the very first thing that you need to do is to really, truly embrace the fact that you can do it, that you have a purpose, and that you want to go and live that life. You know, so let's leave them with one thing that they can do right now that would be practical. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got a mind shift now. What's a practical step that we can take to begin the process of quitting our job?
Okay. So the number one thing that I always teach in my courses are passion plan. You need to create for yourself a passion plan. And a passion plan is essentially your passion GPS, is your true calling GPS. You sitting down and asking yourself certain questions. What do I love to do? What are the kinds of jobs that I've had in the past that have given me pleasure? What are the ones that have given me pain? What are the ones that come naturally to me? There are so many questions that you need to ask yourself, because without that passion plan is essentially the very first foundation. It's the foundation. It is like you building a house. And if you're building a house, you're gonna start with the plan, right? You're gonna start with the floor plan and everything that you need. So your passion plan is kind of like your floor plan. And that essentially helps you to really sit down and ask some important questions. What do I love to do? What brings me pleasure? What brings me pain? What can I start right now that I know that I cannot fail? If I know that I cannot fail, those questions are the questions you ask yourself right now, and you begin to create for yourself a passion plan.
I love that. The book is called Quit Your Job in 90 Days. It's written by Princess Fume Hancock, an amazing best-selling book, one of our great bestsellers here at Bestsellers Guild. And I really, really do encourage you to get this book. It will help you live your life of purpose and really reach those goals. And it gives you a very good step-by-step process for that. Princess, I really appreciate you taking the time today to be on the show with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, Steve.
I know there are some of you that are going to run out and get that book. You've been looking for an escape from the job that you don't like for a long time. There are others of you that feel wonderfully fulfilled in what you're doing, and that's wonderful. But for those of you that are looking for the exit, here's a way to be able to do it with grace, with ease, and with a form of excellence that allows you to keep your integrity. I know a lot of times some of us, will stick around too long at a job that we're not enjoying because we feel like we have to be in integrity. We feel like we need to fulfill and live out our commitment. And to some extent, that is definitely true, but you also need to understand that the worst thing then working a job for a year that isn't a good job is like Dr. Phil says, to work for that job for a year and a day. There are some of us that need to be at that place, like Princess Fume talks about in her book, where we realize that what we're doing right now is paying the bills, but that we're meant for more, and that we take that step into living the life of greatness, that we were created, we were born, we are destined to live in. Remember, this whole entire show is all about you. So if you find yourself living a life that is less than the purpose and the greatness you were born for, I encourage you, go out and get Quit Your Job in 90 Days by Princess Fume Hancock and learn how a princess who went through some stuff learned how also to take her own life, take control of it, and then step out and create a program so that you too can live the life that you want to live. Because in the end, we only get one go around here on the planet, and our time here, we need to not leave any song unsung. We need to do every single thing that we were sent here to do so that when our life is over, we can look back and the world can look back and they can know we left it all on the table. We didn't hold anything back. We paid full out 110% every day of our lives. And here's the good news. If you haven't been doing that, if you, like I've admitted several times on the show, if you've had a downtime, a dry spell in your life, where maybe even you were hiding from the world and hiding from your passion and your brilliance, that's okay. It's not about the judgment of yesterday or even the judgment of today a minute ago. It's about right now, you, the amazing, incredible individual that you are, taking and answering the call to live your life fully and be the best version of you that you can be today. Tomorrow will come and you can do more, better, greater tomorrow. But yesterday is canceled. It's no longer there. And you can live free of yesterday and fully alive, aware, and capable in today. And I really encourage you to really take an opportunity to step into your greatness. As Nicole's book says, step into your power and really, truly find the way to you, which is the book that we're going to talk about right after we take one more quick commercial break here on Thriving Entrepreneur. You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. We've got one more great best-selling book to talk to you about, and we really just wanted to jump into it. We're talking this whole entire show about you, and this one is going to give you some insight and help you find
the way to you. I think a lot of times people think they know who they are, but often over the course of life, we find ourselves lost in a maze of ourself. And so to help us with us today, I've got my great friends, Condi Bartlett and Lisa Fargo, and they're going to talk with us about their best-selling book, The Way to You, Conversations with the Collective. Hey guys, how you doing today?
Hey, Steve. Hi. Great.
So glad to
it's
have
a good
you.
Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, since we're all here in Portland and yet we're not together, we don't have to talk about weather or anything like that. We can jump right into to the book. The conversations with the collective, the thing I love the most about the book is really kind of like what I was saying there in the intro. Often we find ourselves lost in the maze that is our own brains. Do you know what I mean by that?
Oh, yeah. Yep, we do. We see it a lot.
And, you know, what I'd really like to help share with the people today is, you know, a little bit of hope that there is a string attached to you and you can begin to work your way out of that maze and really back to you.
Yes, absolutely. It's really not that hard to do. We just have the perception that it is.
Mm.
Well, when we lose track of what's really important and we forget that loving ourselves is really the most important thing that we can do. But with our society, you know, it's kind of not really well described. And in some cases, it's kind of like, oh, you're egotistical if you love yourself. And that's not the case, and that's not what we promote. What we do promote is loving yourself enough so that you can really be who you can be and live your true purpose.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Amen.
You know, the definition of humility, and it gets thrown around, it's maybe one of the worst used words in the English language. Actually, the true definition of humility is having a right perspective of yourself. And so when you're awesome at something and you simply say, hey, you know, I'm really good at such and such, that's not bragging. That is actually truly being humble. You know, you can go all egotistical about it, but if you just simply state it as a fact, that is actually true humility.
Right. Absolutely. And in that space, you're not focusing on all the things that are wrong with you because those things don't exist. Those are part of the illusion that we confront daily.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, there you go.
And that's why we call them the laughing twins.
That's right. That is true. That is true because we like to have fun.
Oh, yeah.
And even in moments where we're talking with people about issues that are painful and that are very challenging in their lives, we help them see it from a different perspective, from a different point of view. And when we shift their perception in that way, it does become very humorous because they're like, what? What was I thinking? What was I,
right.
I was thinking that? What?
Yeah. It just opens up a whole new world. Yeah. Opens up a whole new world.
Well, I can even share a very personal story about that. So, Condi and I were in a session, nothing too personal, but we were talking about growing up as a kid and me being the weirdo in my family. You know, I come from a very chocolate ice cream family. You know, chocolate ice cream with chocolate sauce and chocolate cake. And Condi and I are working through that, and Condi came up with the phrase, that effing chocolate ice cream.
I remember that tapping session very well.
And oh yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to let you finish your story.
Oh, well, I mean, it was so fun because it's not something, I mean, it's not like I walk around all day long hating my mom and dad because they liked chocolate ice cream. It's one of those things that's way down deep inside of you. And I don't remember honestly how it came out, but in discussing different things of my childhood, that was one that came out. And it just put such a whole totally different light on the whole concept of, you know, being uniquely me rather than that story. And I'm sorry, I probably actually used the wrong phrase as I was introducing the concept of this story, you know, that I'm an outcast and I'm the weirdo in my own family.
I remember how we got to that point, but I'm not sure if you want me to share that. So
Yeah,
when we were working together.
It was probably something really deep and horrible and awful, and my mom will be listening and she'll be like, no, don't tell people.
Actually, what I remember is that was tied to some physical pain. Yeah. And when we worked through that whole thing, when we did that tapping exercise on that effing chocolate cake and chocolate ice cream and chocolate whatever the hell they were, bringing to you, that pain was relieved. Yeah. Yay. That it was resolved, that it went away. So I think that's something that we don't really have an understanding for.
The connection.
The connection between emotion and physical pain.
Manifestation of some sort, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's quite often what I see when people come in, is that there's always an emotional, there's always a spiritual component in that.
Yeah.
And there's always an emotional component when people are feeling a discord in their own body, or they're feeling illness, or they're feeling disconnected, or they have that feeling that there is just a hole in their life and they don't know how to fill it.
Right.
And they don't know why they feel disconnected, or why they can't fill that hole with shopping or with food or with
whatever.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. So true. And we go for every other remedy other than the simple thing that would make the most sense and probably have the most impact, you know. We go to the doctor and have him give us Dilaudid or something like that.
Right. We've been told that there is no easy fix. And for some things, for some issues, we've been told that there is no way to heal from it. And I think that's the worst thing, because people actually believe that. And in a lot of cases that I've seen, it's all just energy. And there's really nothing that I've seen that's not reversible, that's not changeable, that's not healable. There's always a way to improve the situation, no matter what.
Yeah. Well, and the biggest thing that I learned over the time that you and I spent together, Condi, both with the book as well as in our one-on-one sessions, was that it really truly does boil down to what you focus on grows. And often we're so focused on that thing, and for each person it's different, but that thing that just gnaws away at us, and it literally is gnawing away at us rather than being able to just be free and go, hey, you know what, that's not serving me anyway, but so how about if I just let it go?
Yeah, what an idea.
Exactly. That is it.
Choosing to release whatever it is.
It becomes habitual, too. We're surrounded by it everywhere, in the media, just everywhere we go. There's this belief that we take on when we're a child that things are a certain way, and you have to act a certain way, and you have to believe in a certain way, and there's so much more than that. So much more. We're not limited like we've been told. We are unlimited.
And things don't have to be hard.
No.
Things don't have to be a challenge.
Right.
Yeah, you may have to put some effort in, but it doesn't have to be painful. It doesn't have to be a struggle. It really can be easy.
It is easy, yeah.
To succeed, to heal, to be happy. All those things are easy. And I guess more than anything else, that's the message of the collective, is the ease in which your life can be the life you dream it to be.
Amen.
Yeah. So there's a popular commercial that is all about a button in your life that you can push that makes things easy. And,
oh, yeah.
And because they're not a sponsor of the show, I can't give a free commercial to their company, but we've all seen the Easy Button, right? And that's really what The Way to You, Conversations with the Collective by Condi Bartlett and Lisa Fargo really is it's designed to help you create your own easy button in your life so that when hard things come up, because I'm not saying that, you know, just read the book and then you'll never have any problems in your life ever again. But when problems do come up, wouldn't that be great? Write that book next for us, will you please? But you
we're
know,
on it.
When they do come up, you know, that you have that easy button that you can hit it and actually make your life easier. I hope that blew some people away and that they will run out and get the book so that they can, you know, build their own easy button.
Indeed. Indeed.
Yes.
That's also what we would be delighted.
Well, the book is a best-selling book, I'm really excited for the opportunity that Kathy and I had to be, you know, involved in a small way in helping bring this great message out to the world. It's easy to read. It's not like it's got deep words that you got to have a dictionary with you, you know, so you're looking up, what does that word mean? I don't know. You know, and it's really as much fun to read as this conversation with Condi and Lisa has been.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's what we had hoped, that it would be easy to implement, that it would be easy to read. We just like easy.
Easy. Easy.
Lemon squeezy.
Sorry.
But you know, one of the things that we forgot to put in the book, Steve?
What's that?
We forgot to put a way to contact us. So we neglected to put our website address or the fact that we offer conversations with the collective that are like a one-hour private session where people can ask their questions and get answers and solutions to challenges that may have plagued them their whole lives.
Yes.
Well, let's share that with everybody right now then. How can a person get in contact with you?
Right. Well, they can go to our website, which is askthecollective.com. But here's the trick. It's hyphenated. So ask-the-collective.com. And you can find information on the different services that we offer. We have the conversations with the collective. We have a written answering kind of service. And we also have group sessions. We've just added that. And we're also starting a membership with the collective. So we're excited about that. And you can find all that information on our website.
And so it's askthecollective.com, but you need to put the little dashes in between each of the words. So, you know, if you don't know what a hyphen is, a hyphen's the dash, it's the minus sign. You know, if you have a big keyboard, it's right above the plus sign on the right side of your number pad. And if not, it's on top of the little underline that's next to the zero on the numbers over the top of your thing. If you don't know where the dash is now, I don't know how else to help you.
Oh, no. Your life is in the dash. Isn't that a whole nother? That's a whole nother talk, isn't it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think we've come up with the titles for about the next three or four books that you guys should write.
I like
indeed,
it.
Indeed.
Yes.
True.
We are in the process of one.
Yeah. In all seriousness, I really do encourage everybody. It is a best-selling book, but more importantly, it's an impactful book. You can get it on Amazon. Condi Bartlett and Lisa Fargo. The book is called The Way to You, Conversations with the Collective. Check it out on Amazon. You'll be glad that you did. Condi and Lisa, thanks so much for spending some time with us here today.
Thank you, Steve. We love you.
Aw, I love you guys too. Thanks.
All right. Thank you so much.
A good friend of mine named Ernie Villanueva has a phrase. It's wired, fired, and inspired. After this whole entire show of talking about you, I hope you are wired, fired, and inspired to really be the best you that you can possibly be. Because I said it at the top of the show, but I really mean it. You are freaking amazing. You have absolutely a purpose, a reason to be here on this planet. And we are so blessed to have you here. I want you to know that. I want you to believe that. I want you to take that in and have it become part of the essence of who you are. When you look in the mirror, I want you to see a person that knows that you are special. You are unique. You are brilliant. That you are here for a purpose and that the world does need you. Kathy and I want to give a shout out to you. We love helping you share your message with the world. I said to you at the beginning of the show, I can guarantee you there is somebody right now that is on Google that's searching, possibly even desperate and in despair, looking for an answer that you have that comes to you so easily. It's your time to start sharing that message. The things, the talents, the gifts that we have, they weren't given to us so that we could just hide them and keep them safe and keep them just to ourselves. They were meant to share. Imagine the world without people who are amazingly talented musicians, people like Prince who just passed, or Beyonce, people who have incredible missions that they've gone on. Imagine the world without a Billy Graham. Imagine the planet without people like, for example, your mom or your dad or your best friend. You have a purpose. You're here for a reason. Some of you are parents, and you can look in the eyes of that wonderful, beautiful, small child, and you see that possibility. And yeah, sometimes they grow up, and they don't become the person that we dreamt they were going to be. And sometimes they actually surprise us, and they come out even more than we ever imagined possible. But either way, we know that they're wonderful, special, delightful little human creatures that we're so glad God put on the planet. And I feel that same way about each and every one of you. And I want you to come join us at bestsellersguild.com so that you can find out how you can share your message with the world, because you are uniquely brilliant. You were created specifically, exactly, on purpose, for a purpose, for a reason. It wasn't an accident. As T.D. Jakes says, and I've quoted so many times, God was so interested in having you on this planet that he didn't care what two people it took in order to have the specific DNA for you to exist. Because the world needs you. And Kathy and I are so delighted to have any opportunity to help you live your life as a thriving entrepreneur. We're here for you. We're at bestsellersguild.com. The show has many different episodes you can listen to. Anything that we can do to help at any point, know that we are here to help you be a thriving entrepreneur. Until next time, have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com. Check us out and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.